This is a pod safe transmission. Transmission.
Yo, bring that big bad bass to drop the bass.
Bass line pumping. Crowd is jumping.
You're listening to Savvy.
Livewire Podcast Radio.
Bass line pumping. Crowd is jumping. Beats is pumping.
I saw him in person once
on Livewire Podcast Radio.
He's a big dude.
Best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Livewire Podcast Radio.
This is Dave Crowe. And you're listening to Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio. Listening to Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio.
How cool is that? G'day everybody, this is Savvy and you're listening to Livewire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music all over the world. And this week in the studio, joining me via Skype, is a very talented beatboxer based in Europe. And he goes by the name of Dave Crowe. How are you going, buddy?
Sound, bro. How are you doing?
I'm good, and thank you so much for doing that intro for me. It's awesome. So how did you first get into beatboxing?
I saw another guy do it. A couple of my mates, they own a club in a very small city where I come from. I went in there waiting for some mates, saw a guy get up on stage. There was nobody behind the decks. He was just holding a mic. Thought he was going to be doing R&B, so I was about to neck my beer and leave. And then just heard this, like, and had no idea what beatboxing was, and just ran to the front of the stage to watch him. And then for 15 minutes, he just had the crowd by the balls the whole time. And to be honest, the first thing that I wanted was the power that he had to hold an audience. Was kind of like the thing that was missing from all of my talents. Like, how do you hold them? And this guy. And then from that, it obviously just spurred my interest into making as many noises as I could. I was addicted to beatboxing.
Pretty cool. Now, you're pretty big on YouTube, and one clip that I watched of you had over 5.5 million hits. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel amazing, to be honest. It's like, if YouTube wasn't invented and I was just busking on the streets, I'd always be beatboxing. But just the fact that you have affirmation of what you do, like visual affirmation, the people like what you do, they write comments about what you do. It's just such an amazing feeling, really.
Sweet, sweet. So when you're beatboxing, what kind of genre of music do you cover, or are you just like an open book?
All right, fair. For me, mate, I got no holes barred. Like, if I'm making a beat and it turns out to be quite like a retro disco beat, I'm not going to hold back and say, oh, I don't really like retro disco, I'm not going to do that beat. So like, if you listen to the set that I'm doing at the moment, I would say it's got maybe five or six different realms of music, from rock to pop to dance, dubstep and drum and bass. At the moment, I am fully addicted to dubstep.
Oh, me too. It's great because it's so experimental and there's no end to it. Excellent.
I cannot for the life of me, now that it's got so dirty and so dark, I just, like, technically, if you're thinking about if you went to a beatbox world battle or something, it's all this like all this intricate, technically amazing stuff. Like, when it comes to dubstep, it's a different type of technique, which is hard in itself, but you don't have to do as much in it. You can get so involved with these like long, deep basses, and like they're so groovy. And for me, mate, if I do a beat that only lasts 2 minutes and I'm out of breath by the end of it, that's the beat I want to be doing.
That's very awesome. Now, we're going to come back to Dave, but right now here on Live Wire Podcast Radio, here is his version covering the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army here on Live Wire. Check it out.
You're listening to Live Wire Podcast Radio.
I learned that, but I thought it was a bit shit, so I learned this instead.
Listening to Savvy on Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Yes, you are indeed. And I'm joined in the studio via Skype today with Dave Crowe, who's a wicked beatboxer based in Europe. So Dave, have you been working on anything new?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'll drop you a freestyle, actually. I've been working on some new noises that I'm trying to jam all together. So I'll see how this one goes.
Unbelievable. That is amazing. You're a freak, but in a good way.
That's a fine compliment, mate. That's a new dubstep beat, that, mate. Never been done.
Oh, so that's an exclusive here on Livewire Podcast Radio.
Yeah, that ain't anywhere, bro. That ain't anywhere.
Oh, sweet. Well, we love exclusives here on Livewire. So do you have like a favorite like sound or instrument that you can mimic?
Mimic. Yeah. My favorite is my throat bass, and like I've been working on that bass ever since I started, and it's like a child or a pet, and I've watched it grow over the years. And that, like, you can just do like the basic noise with a beat, like the basic grunt bass, which is like a but if you start to hollow that out through your nose and in your throat, you can get all these like Like there's a thousand noises you can make within that one noise, and for me that bass, that's when you can do it with any other noise. Like if you've got like a, which is just like a bass lip rumble, if you drop a throat bass with that, it's fucking insane. Like such a lush electric sound. Like so, and even with like a tongue roll, you can get like a bass like a, but if you drop a bass with that tongue roll, like it's just so dark. Oh. So yeah, for me, it's that bass, mate. And the inward clap as well, the rim shot.
That's cool. Now, apart from solo performing, busking, things like that, you're also in a band. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically, I'm putting all my time and effort and money into this two-piece blues beatbox duo called Hey Moonshaker. I'm playing with a blues guitarist called Andrew Balkan. And together we're doing like an hour and 20 minute sets of heavy, heavy beatbox blues. Lots of dubstep beat influence with a lot of Muddy Waters and Etta James kind of blues, a lot of Delta as well. And yeah, we're just touring as much as we can, trying to get the name out there. But if you went onto YouTube and typed in Hey Moonshaker, or Facebook, typed in Hey Moonshaker, you can become a friend and you can watch and find out everywhere we're going and what we're doing.
Wow, that sounds cool. So do you have like an album or an EP out or something?
Yeah, we do, man. It'll be out in the next 4 weeks. You can actually get onto, if you go onto heymoonshaker.com, you can be part of the first 200 subscription where you'll get a one-off album. The first 200 people will get a one-off album if you subscribe before they're made. So heymoonshaker.com, click on the subscription, and you get a free gift if you're one of those first 200.
LiveWire Podcast Radio, playing you the best unsigned music.
Every Saturday.
HeyMoonShaker.com.
Hey mama, I see Donna so slow. My love and like you ain't a got a nowhere to go. I'll tell tales like a coming down. You know you feel, I mean now baby, don't you wanna know, and you push me around. But we don't hide you. You feel like wait.
This is Dave Crow. And you're listening to Savvy on Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Okay, so Dave, I had a friend who saw you, I think it was in Italy whilst he was on holiday, and he says you do this thing in your act called the Dirty Finger. So tell me, what is the Dirty Finger?
Right, the Dirty Finger, basically I use a lot of body popping and hand gestures in my sets to give a visual effect. And while I was creating the dubstep track that I do at the end of my sets, it goes from like a basic beat, bringing in the dubstep, and then it gets really dark and really heavy. And the Dirty Finger started with just my finger coming down as like a, the way that a, would you call that guy at the front of an orchestra with the stick?
You mean a conductor?
Yeah, yeah, my finger was the conductor of the dirty bass. And then one day when I was listening to, like on my iPod, I've got the Pulp Fiction soundtrack on my iPod, and it was on shuffle. And the Ezekiel 25:17, the path of the righteous man, came on just before a Skrillex track. And I was thinking to myself, fucking hell, it's so nice to have like sick samples like that before a fat tune drops. It makes it so like accommodating. And as I was doing that, I set up my stuff, and just out of my subconscious, my finger came up. I looked at it and was like, the Dirty Finger. And then the dirty fucking drop comes afterwards. And now it's the Dirty Finger drop, man.
That's cool. You should trademark something like that, you know?
I don't know how you could trademark my fucking Dirty Finger.
I don't know. It looked kind of funny on the application form, hey?
What's funny though, bro, is when you see the demographics of people that find that funny, like you get your 25s, like 18s to 25s that like it. But then when you get like a 55-year-old woman that's with her husband and I say Dirty Finger and she goes all giddy and laughs, mate. Fucking love it, man.
Right here on Live Wire Podcast Radio, we're now going to check out more music from Dave Crow's, I can't keep a straight face, Dave Crow's band, Hey Moonshaker. Check it out here on Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Stay Wired with Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio.
You are indeed listening to Livewire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music all over the world with me, Savvy. How are you going? And this week I've been joined in the studio via Skype by Dave Crow, who's an extraordinary guy, a beatboxer in Europe. And so, Dave, how can people get in contact with you?
Facebook.com/I know Dave Crow.
And what about your band, Hey Moonshaker?
HeyMoonshaker.com.
Awesome. And Dave, once again, thank you for joining me here on LiveWire Podcast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Cool beans, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Crow. And that's it from me on this week's show of LiveWire Podcast Radio. But remember, I will be back next week, next Saturday, with another awesome show. Until then, you can hit me up on the email, chrisontheradio@hotmail.com. Catch you next week. LiveWire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2012 and comes under the Savile Sound trademark. So the first 200 people who pre-order your album by Hey Moonshaker will get a free gift, like kind of like a dirty finger.
There's a dirty finger on that special gift, bro. It's on there, man.
HeyMoonshaker.com.